The UN humanitarian agency OCHA says that nearly 10,000 heads of cattle have been killed by the floods. The agency also fears an outbreak of communicable disease that may be caused by contaminated water sources as a result of stagnant water in the affected provinces. OCHA spokesperson in Geneva, Jens Lecker, says the humanitarian crisis caused by the floods continues to unfold today.
In some areas, people stranded in flood water are still being rescued by boat to safer places. Over 269,000 people have been displaced, and nearly 500,000 houses have been damaged. A huge amount of crops which have been lost, leaving people in need of food. In addition, standing water in flood-affected districts of Sindh and Balochistan remains of great concern. Dewatering these flood areas is an urgent need for people to be able to return.
The immediate needs of the people are food, emergency shelter, health, water and sanitation, says the OCHA spokesperson. Jens Lurker says help is reaching the people in need.
In the initial first phase of the response, 140,000 flood-affected people have received monthly food rations in three districts of Sindh and Balochistan, and humanitarian agencies have supplied medicines for nearly 450,000 people in the flood-affected areas.
OCHA says that many of the affected districts, particularly in Balochistan and Sindh, were already struggling to recover from floods in 2010 and 2011 when the floods hit again this year.
In 2010, the floods affected 20 million people and submerged one-fifth of the Pakistani territory, and 2,000 people drowned. In 2011, 5 million people were affected by seasonal floods.
Marixi Mercado of the UN Children's Fund UNICEF says that although smaller numbers of people are affected by the current floods, the damage has been more intense.
Floodwaters are receding now, but there is high standing water across a lot of the rural areas, 2 to 3 meters in a lot of places. The mosquitoes are breeding, they are biting. This is a huge malaria threat to a lot of malnourished children in that area. Our education cluster estimates that some 3,200 schools have been damaged and that 510 schools are hosting displaced families. This affects around 500,000 children who are now basically out of school. The local authorities estimate that 54% of health facilities have been damaged.
Mercado says that UNICEF is reaching tens of thousands of children and families with safe water, hygiene supplies, immunization, malnutrition screening, and treatment. She adds that $15.4 million is needed for the relief efforts over the next 3 months. Deanne Penn, United Nations.